This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. So excited as always to share with you, we are your premier media hub for all things business, research and analytics, networking and development, brought to you by Black Brand, your regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We exist to provide professional development and business development opportunities that ultimately narrow the racial wealth gap. So I am joined today by Amy Jordan, who serves as a Director of Communications and Business Development at Hampton Roads Transit, better known as HRT, with a vision to make Hampton Roads the most interconnected region. She also serves as the Executive Director of Traffic's Commuter Solutions, the Hampton Roads Region's TDM program, or Traffic Demand Management. Did I get that right?
Correct.
All right. Previously, Amy was the Vice President of Business Development for the Hampton Roads Alliance, developing a framework for business retention and expansion program effort as she strategically pursued attraction opportunities in targeted sectors of advanced manufacturing and transportation technologies. I want to talk more about that. Prior to the Alliance, she led the Office of Economic Development for James City County, Virginia, and served as Hampton's Redevelopment Manager, administering the coordination of public and private investment in strategic areas of the city. Mrs. Jordan also worked in the planning department of the cities of Suffolk, Virginia, as well as Newport News, Virginia, and holds direct experience in both current and long-range planning, redevelopment, and preservation strategies. Ms. Jordan has volunteered her time to several regional boards and commissions promoting education, entrepreneurship, and community stewardship. She is an active member of Black Brand and currently serves as an ex officio member of the Virginia Peninsula Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and Hampton, Virginia 250 Committee. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
I am delighted to have you, Amy. Such a wealth of experience. I'm so glad that you've decided to like remain in Hampton Roads so that that knowledge transfer can happen. We need you here. This is awesome.
Well, thank you. I love it. It is home. I have lived and or worked probably in 7 or 8 different communities in this region, and I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
That is so cool. And then to have like HRT as the sort of nexus of all your experience. I just think that's really, really cool.
It's absolutely wonderful, because how better to interconnect the region than through transit and transportation? It impacts every community that we serve, and it's a great way to pull the region together.
Agreed. And that is critical, right?
Yes.
For us, for the region to be an actual region. So what can you tell us about the Traffic's program?
Sure. Well, Traffic's, as you mentioned, is what they call a transportation demand management program. Those are funded basically through the federal government, comes through state funding, through our Hampton Roads Transportation Planning Organization. And so they provide our funding, and HRT administers the program, but it's for the entire region. So whereas HRT serves 6 jurisdictions in Hampton Roads, Traffic serves everyone. We serve the greater Williamsburg area. We're out in Suffolk and Isle of Wight. We're in areas that are underserved or not served by transit use. So what we do is we promote vanpool, carpool, biking to work, walking to work, even telework for hybrid work schedules. We are trying to reduce congestion in Hampton Roads.
Okay.
And also reduce the greenhouse gases. But it also is a way to make your commute more enjoyable.
Yeah.
If you're carpooling, vanpooling, you don't have that stress, or even if you're taking transit, it can help reduce your stress. It can help reduce congestion and just makes the experience more enjoyable.
Love that initiative. You mentioned that HRT serves 6 jurisdictions. What are those 6?
So on the south side, that is Norfolk, Portsmouth, Virginia Beach, and Chesapeake. And on the peninsula or the north side, it is Newport News and Hampton.
Okay. Okay. And are there initiatives to expand that footprint just from an HRT perspective? I get the Traffic's work and see where that's going.
Yeah, so not currently at the time beyond the 6 jurisdictions. There is in the Williamsburg area a service known as WATA, which is the Williamsburg Area Transit Authority.
Okay.
Suffolk also has a small transit authority as well. So we work closely with those through Traffic's and even as part of HRT to partner and try to align services and opportunities. But that's where
I think that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
No need to duplicate.
It does. And that's where Traffic's can fill the gaps.
Perfect. Yeah. So what resources are available for employers and small businesses through HRT?
That is a great question. So the program really is designed for employers. We promote it to everyone and, of course, to their employees. But it's a great program for employers because their employees can take advantage of different incentives that we have. We have a program for our van pool where we have an incentive of $500 a month stipend that you can receive for your van pool.
Are you kidding?
Yes, to offset the cost of that. And so more information on that is on the Traffic's website.
Okay.
We, of course, with promoting carpool, we can do carpool matches, basically to find your ride through our app. The app is known as Connecting VA. So if you go to your app store and look up Connecting VA, you'd be able to download that, start logging your trips, find ride matches. The other great thing about that app is as you start logging...
I'm downloading it now.
Excellent. Excellent.
I think I have one of the most hideous commutes in the region. I leave Portsmouth, head over to Virginia Beach, and then come downtown Norfolk. So it's a complete hour during the most hectic time of day.
I can relate. I come through the HRBT most days.
Okay.
And there are times it's wonderful that this morning I had a child's bus not show up. So this was not one of those mornings.
Oh, wow.
But there's many mornings that I park downtown in Hampton.
Okay.
I can take the 961 over. It is so easy to do.
Mm.
And just take that to downtown Norfolk to get to work. And so it really can save stress on that commute.
Yeah. Is there a stigma, would you say, associated with sort of public transportation in this area? I know you go anywhere else in the world and this is the only way we get around. But in Hampton Roads, is it stigmatized? What would you say?
I think that people do love their cars. We've been very auto-centric here.
Yes.
And
what's the average per household? Is it like 2.5 cars per household?
I don't know the average for Hampton Roads off the top of my head, but it is pretty high. And, you know, the development patterns for this area have been very auto-centric.
Yeah.
And so it really is about changing that mindset about how easy it is to get around.
Sure.
That it is a safe service. It's reliable. And it's easy to get where you want to go. If you want to go to a Tides game, it's so much easier to hop on the Tide. You can park at a park and ride than to battle trying to park in a parking lot downtown and having to pay for it.
Yeah.
So taking the ferry over is another great opportunity.
I was going to say, actually, if you've just tuned in, this is Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham talking with Amy Jordan of the Hampton Roads Transit about all things transportation and commuting in Hampton Roads. I was going to mention the ferry. Two new ferries in the last 30 days, have we not?
Two new ferries.
How cool is
yes,
that?
It's very exciting.
My family loves the ferry. We do the ferry recreationally at least, I don't know, 2 to 3 times a week. So.
We love the ferry too. And what a way to make your commute enjoyable. Just imagine if you parked at the park and sale in Portsmouth, you have to come to downtown Norfolk and you can just enjoy that ride in over the Elizabeth River.
It's a short ride, but it's so nice.
It's so nice. It's so refreshing.
Let me ask about the other two, and I know I've gone slightly off script here, so bear with me. I want to ask about the other two ferries that are in Hampton Roads that I feel like no one talks about. These are also recreational ferries, in my opinion, but the Surrey Williamsburg ferry.
Oh, yeah,
the drive-on ferry.
Jamestown, Scotland. Yes.
Love that ferry.
Yeah, it's a great ferry. That's a VDOT service.
Okay, but so it's separate from
HRT.
Okay.
But it is a great service, and it's wonderful we have those opportunities and ways to get around.
And then the Knott's Island ferry.
Yes.
Is it still operational?
I'm not sure. That's not an HRT one either. But
That ferry, I love that ride. Just going from Pungo out to Currituck. I think it's, fun times. Drive on ferry in Hampton Roads. Okay.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode, you're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
Okay. Well, let's ask this question. Why should people use different modes of transportation?
That's a great...
Do we really need to get out of our cars?
We really do. There's a lot of reasons to. Number one, So before I started this job, I didn't even think about some of the different ways to get around. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned the 961. I was coming to Norfolk before. I thought, why in the world did I not do this?
Right.
And I just didn't think about it because mm-hmm. I was so conditioned to always hop in my car.
Yeah.
Well, since then, I've thought about how do I get around walking or riding my bike. I've ridden my bike to my polling place. I've ridden it to our HRT office in Hampton. I've walked there before. And just thinking about getting around differently, it's
yes.
just, it's yes. so much better for you.
I think it's a thing, it doesn't start in the morning. It's kind of like, okay, I've got to look at my calendar the night before, really think about the day, right? And then on these particular days, I could actually walk or I could ride my bike, right?
You could.
Because I'm not needing to leave the office to run, you know.
Well, and I want to tell you about some of our programs we have. So we
okay.
have a guaranteed ride program. If you're doing a van pull, a carpool, and you need to stay late at work or mm-hmm. you have to leave early. Let's say your kid's school calls, says, okay, you got to pick up little Johnny,
right,
he's sick.
Right, and in the next 30 minutes.
Exactly. So what do? You're panicked. So basically, you go in that app where you've been logging your trips.
That's
and you let us know.
VA, right?
Connecting VA.
I'm on here now.
And you request a ride. And we guarantee that we'll bring you an Uber or a taxi to get you back to your starting destination. So if you've got to do overtime and the rest of your van pull or carpool has left, that's an option. So, again, it helps to take that stress out of the things that you don't know. Everybody's always concerned about the unknown or that hiccup they may run into, and that helps to alleviate that stress. The other thing, too, you start logging those trips, you're going to earn rewards. So that's another fun way to use the app. You can see
money saved, rewards redeemed, miles not driven.
That's right.
I'm excited.
You're saving.
Calories burned.
That's my favorite. Calories burned.
I know.
But the amount of gas you save,
gas
wear and tear
saved.
On your vehicle.
Yeah.
So many are struggling to maintain a vehicle today mm-hmm. or to mm-hmm. try to be a two-vehicle household. So if you only need that one vehicle because you're able to use other ways to get around, it can really save your family money.
This is so cool. There's a certain special events allow you to race against other members for prizes and bragging rights?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So we have Bike Month coming up, and there will be some great prizes with that. I know that the state is doing an electric bike.
So talk more about Bike Month.
Like, yes.
What does this look like? How does this work?
Sure. Sure. So Bike to Work Week is this coming week. We're very excited about it. Officially, Bike to Work Day is May 17th, but you can pick any day that week to try riding your bike to work. So, for example, in downtown Norfolk, we will be out at stops, and we have basically stops that you can ride your bike, get a snack, get a refreshment.
Can I take my bike on the ferry?
You can. You can actually take your bike on any mode of transit that
really?
We have. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. So whether it's bus, ferry, or the tide. And there is information on how to do that if you're not sure, mm-hmm, you know, how you bring your bike on those services. We have basically how-to videos on our site.
May 17th, you heard it here. National Bike to Work Day.
That's right.
Did I get it right?
That's
okay.
right. And the whole week is National Bike to Work Week. So if the 17th doesn't work for you, pick a day that week and give it a try.
Wow. So many good things happening by virtue of that week. I mean,
yes.
there's like 100 benefits, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So in Hampton Roads, we are celebrating by doing what? Obviously, we're riding our bikes to work, but what else are we doing?
Well, we've had a lot of activities all over Hampton Roads that we've done in just about every jurisdiction. We've been up to the Williamsburg area for Pedal the Parkway. We have done a bike night in Hampton. We hosted a bike expo at Slover Library. So there's a lot of things that we do throughout the month, but it sort of culminates with this week, which is very exciting to really get people out of those vehicles and on those bicycles.
Very cool. I love the work that you're doing.
It's very Dutch.
You're doing it with a huge smile on your face. I can tell that this is just that you love what you do.
I do. I really do. And it's great to find ways to improve people's lives in Hampton Roads, save them money, make it easier for them to get around, reduce their stress. You know, we love to work with young people. That's our next generation. So we have been going into schools and reading transit-themed books. But the other program that HRT has is a Student Freedom Pass. So we try to get into just about every high school we can and offer this pass. It's a free pass available to all high schoolers in Hampton Roads in the HRT jurisdictions. And basically it allows them to ride any service for free until they graduate from high school.
Really?
So they can use it if they have to stay for after school activities and their school's on a bus line. Mm-hmm. It is a great way for them to stay involved. If they need to get to an internship, a job, even just summer recreation opportunities. This is a wonderful way for students to get around and use transit.
I got a question for you. I know HRT is huge on data and just best practices and all of those things. What does or what region would you say our region is most comparable to from a transit perspective?
From a transit perspective, I mean, that's a little challenging to look at. You know, there's regions economically.
Which ones do we kind of look up to and say?
You know, a lot of times we are looking at, for example, areas like the Research Triangle.
Okay.
We often do, from a transit relationship, look at things that Richmond's doing because they are sort of comparable in some of their growth strategies.
Sure.
And we obviously, you don't compete when it comes to transit.
No.
Everybody wins.
But
so there's a lot of lessons learned and best practices that we share. But we will look all over the country for different opportunities to learn. And I've had a chance to, go different places like Seattle and look at their transit system, which is a remarkable transit system.
Awesome.
And so it's really great to see what others are doing and how we can learn from it.
Is there an organization or an association that convenes transit authorities that kind of does like, hey, you know, here's
there are
best in class.
There's several. There's a state one that we're very involved in called VTA, Virginia Transit. Association. Sorry.
Okay. I feel like I've heard
yes.
of it.
Yeah, the VTA. So we stay pretty involved with them. Mm-hmm. There's another national organization called APTA, and then there is a TDM group called ACT, which is the Association for Commuter Transportation.
I'm curious to know, I'm thinking about my aunt. Shout out to my aunt. I remember she was an avid HRT. Like, she only got to work via HRT. And I remember that some of the time, you know, it might have taken a bit longer, maybe, sometimes. What's the average commute time for HRT, would you say?
For HRT?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look at those numbers.
Okay.
I would say It's going to be probably about 45 minutes, but it depends on if you're making transfers or not,
right,
and where you're
right.
going to. So if you have the ability to get to a transit center and go from there, sometimes it can save a little time.
Yeah. So I still think it's worth it. I mean,
it really is the day earlier,
right?
Exactly.
So to allow for that time.
Just using, you know, for example, in my situation, I could walk to the 101 from my house. So I've got to build in a little extra time to walk. So 5-10 minutes to get to the bus stop. And as long as I make sure that I'm there, you know, when the bus is picking me up, and then I can transfer to the 961. You know, there's a little bit of a wait in between, but it's not too bad. The other option is I drive to the transit center and I get right on the 961. And honestly, that commute doesn't take me maybe 3 minutes longer than it would if I was in my car. And I don't have the stress of actually having to drive my car through the tunnel.
Yeah.
There's free Wi-Fi.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we're adding that to our buses. So
nice.
And our modes. So look for those signs on the buses as it starts to come online. Yes. Yeah, so it's great to be able to just sit back, relax, either read a book, work on work, listen to some music. But it's just a nice way to not have to stress out.
Yeah, I love it. If you've just tuned in, Blair Durham here with Black Wall Street Today. We're talking with Amy Jordan. She's the Director of Communications and Business Development at Hampton Roads Transit. Question for you. Who can qualify for reduced fares or free fares? I know we talked about students as one kind of group. Are there other ways that folks can qualify for reduced fare?
There are several programs. There are programs for elderly that we have. You can go on our website and find out the different programs that we have and qualifications. Another service that we offer is paratransit.
Okay.
And so paratransit helps those get around that have certain disabilities and might have a more difficult time being able to board or ride a bus. And that is basically a curb-to-curb service that we provide as long as you live within a mile of an HRT stop. You can use the paratransit service.
There's a huge need for that.
There is. And it's, again, more information on our site about it. It's a great resource for those that need it.
I know that you all recently celebrated Equity in Transportation Day.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
It is our Transit Equity Day.
Transit Equity Day. I thought that was so cool. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but I thought it was such a cool thought.
It was such an amazing event.
Yeah.
We were so excited. So we honored Rosa Parks. For those that don't know, Rosa Parks actually spent a little time here in Hampton Roads.
You have got to be kidding.
Yes, at Hampton University. And so we were excited to actually then host that event at the Hampton Transit Center because of the tie-in with HU.
Yeah.
So that was real exciting. But it was a great way to honor her contribution and what she had done for transit service. The Vice Mayor, Mayor Gray of Hampton, and myself, we rode with a bus full of Phoebus High School students to the Transit Center that morning, and they were able to participate. And it was so exciting to get to see their enthusiasm and enjoyment. We completely filled a bus going over there. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great morning.
That's exciting. Is this an annual event as you see it, or was this kind of a one-time thing?
Because
I want to go in 2025.
Yeah, we will always be honoring Transit Equity Day. So that is one of our free fare days that we offer. We actually had another free fare day on Earth Day. We do Election Day. So there's different days that we offer throughout the year. So that is one that we offer. And we will be looking at ways that we celebrate that next year. I don't know exactly what that will look like or entail.
Sure.
One thing we did this year is we went into elementary schools throughout the month of February and March and read I Am Rosa Parks. And that was great to introduce that to students so they could understand more, learn about how transportation impacts them, but also what those contributions were and what a difficult time it was for her and what she went through during that time. So it was really a great educational opportunity for us with the students in Hampton Roads.
Yeah. Another question just popped into my head. So what is HRT's relationship to something like a TIDE, right? Is it that HRT initiates that development, or does that come from a municipality and HRT just becomes the kind of the service provider? Like, what does that look like?
That's a great question. So the six jurisdictions that serve HRT, they all are basically pay into the service. We have a commission that is made up of members from those six jurisdictions, and they help to govern basically the services that we have. If it's something very specific to a locality, then we will work directly with that locality. But we have some other services that are regional services, and we're able to use more regional funding opportunities for those. Okay. 757 Express is a great example of that, where we've been offering.
I've been seeing it.
Yes.
I've seen the branding, but what does it do? What does it mean?
So that is where we're offering 15-minute service during peak frequencies on some of our busiest routes. And we continue to expand that service. So we started on the peninsula with the 112 and the 114. And that's basically Jefferson and Mercury, the two busiest routes that we have over there. And then we added the route 20 over here, which is Virginia Beach Boulevard. And the Route 20 is actually...
You have me so curious. I want to try it.
Yes, you need to. The Route 20 is actually the busiest, one of the busiest routes in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
So it gets a lot of traffic. So we were very excited to be able to put 15-minute back on that. But we're adding other lines too. As we increase our fleet and add operators, then we are expanding that service, which is another great thing. We are always hiring.
I was going to say, I just saw a graphic that you are hiring.
We are hiring.
What
yes.
types of roles are we looking at? I know you need more operators, probably always need operators.
We always need operators. That is, you know, our kind of our bread and butter.
The
operators are the front line for this organization. They are so important to the service we provide in so many ways, not just driving the bus, but being the face of HRT and being out there with the customers every day. They are the unsung heroes. It is amazing the amount of even things like community policing and things that you don't think of that are provided
because
by the operators.
Because they are seeing
everything that's happening. They are amazing. But we're also hiring mechanics. And we have three different shifts for those mechanics.
So that's not something you outsource. You guys take care of the fleet.
We take care of the fleet all in-house. But we hire for every role. We have IT professionals. We have transportation planners. We have marketing and communication professionals. You name it, HR, there is a job for everyone. So you can, again, find those opportunities on our site.
Okay. Wow. That's exciting.
It is. And some of the jobs, like the mechanics and operators, we do provide bonuses for as we're trying to ramp up. So so you can look again on the website and see what we're offering bonuses.
And that's hrtransit.org?
It is actually gohrt.com.
Oopsie daisy.
Yes.
GoHRT.com. GoHRT.com. So we can learn more about programs, about job opportunities.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All of it there.
What would you like to reiterate? I'm super excited about National Bike to Work Week. I had no idea that was a thing.
So again, ride your bike, definitely. Yeah. For employers, again, they can look at our site, especially our traffic site, to look at programs that we have. I didn't mention, but we do have we administer a Go Pass 365 program for employers.
Okay.
So basically allows them to have annual passes for their team members.
Okay.
It
okay.
saves them a ton of money on transit. So that's another program that we really like to promote.
Let me make sure I understand. So through the employer, the employees can purchase annual passes.
That's correct. And sometimes they run through different organizations.
Okay.
So, for example, we have a great partnership with the Downtown Norfolk Council.
Okay.
So any small business in downtown Norfolk can go and get these passes through there, as well as students at Norfolk State University.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to find out about that. Yeah. Anything else you want to highlight? Any social media or anything like that you want to
definitely
share?
Please follow us on social media. You are going to get not only some really fun stuff. We've got a great social media coordinator that's got some great reels up there. But
and
it's
that's
very
Go Traffic,
informative.
Is that right?
There's two sites. There is one for Traffix, which is TRAFFIX. So that's how we spell it. And then, of course, the Hampton Roads Transit, both on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on LinkedIn for each of those as well.
Okay. Very good. Is there a publication that the HR Transit produces either digitally or in print?
We do. We have several publications that we put out. We actually do have a podcast we're starting.
Nice.
And we do an on the move video as well as an on the move, basically like a written newsletter that we put out to the community.
Okay. And that's something that we could sign up for by visiting
GoHRT.com. That's
Got it. Okay.
That's right. So, but you know, I would just encourage if you have not tried transit to do so, and if you're not sure how, come talk to us because we will help you. I've actually got team members that will go out. They'll go to organizations. They'll go to schools. They'll go to companies. They'll go to retirement communities and show them how to ride transit.
Yeah.
And it is so much fun. So
I remember just before we got our parking solidified in our building downtown Norfolk, we were needing to park at the Tide.
Yes.
Or at the Tide Station and then take the Tide in. And that was really cool for those probably 5 or 6 weeks. Had no idea that that was an option because there's free parking there. And
that's
just
right.
Something that
that's
works.
Right. It is a great way that you can avoid paying for parking downtown.
Exactly.
Park at any one of the free park and rides, Newtown, Brambleton, Military Circle. Take that Tide in and then you don't have to worry about battling those parking garages.
Yes, yes, indeed. Amy, thank you so much. I appreciate our time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking with
me
you this
too,
morning,
and I
Blair.
Me too, so much. I'm so excited. National Bike to Work Day coming up this week, May 17th. I hope you will ride your bike to work. You've got some time to think about how you can make that happen.
And make sure you download that app so that you can log your trip and earn some rewards. That's right.
It's Connecting VA.
That's correct.
It's a free download.
It's a free download and it works statewide.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, and thank you for tuning in to Black Wall Street Today, where we're building minds, building connections, and forging the path ahead toward business success in the Black community. We'll talk next week.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street.
Phenomenal.